closely watched meeting. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Critics are scrutinizing President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia.
He's set to meet with leaders as well as Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, who is the son of the Saudi king and essentially the kingdom's ruler. The U.S. accuses the Crown Prince of approving the murder of journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. MBS has rejected the accusation, calling it false and unacceptable. Biden reiterated his stance on the matter on Thursday, but stopped before saying whether or not he would bring up the issue himself.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The kingdom tonight announcing it's reopening its airways to Israeli and other airlines. Texas suing the federal government after the Biden administration said earlier this week that federal rules require hospitals to provide abortions if the procedure is necessary to save a mother's life. The lawsuit says the federal guidance is unlawful, claiming the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act does not cover abortions. The latest Labor Department report reaffirms Americans are paying higher prices.
The Producer Price Index measures the costs of goods and services at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. Those prices were 11.3% higher in June than they were 12 months before, the fastest increase since 1981. The Labor Department says nearly 90% of this annual increase is from inflation in oil, natural gas, and other types of energy. This report follows Wednesday's CPI data showing inflation for consumers was 9.1% higher last month than in June of last year.
Fox's Rich Edson. Ivana Trump, the first wife of former President Donald Trump and mother of his oldest children, has died in New York City. The Trumps married in 1977 and divorced in 92. She was 73. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
27-year-old Gerson Fuentes has been charged with the rape of the 10-year-old girl in Ohio who reportedly sought an abortion in Indiana.
Following the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the 10-year-old victim had to travel out of state to terminate the pregnancy that resulted from her being raped. Following the Supreme Court decision, Ohio banned abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. When it was learned the little girl was pregnant in late June, the Indianapolis Star reports that she missed the deadline for the Ohio law by 3 days. So Children's Services in Ohio contacted an Indianapolis-based OBGYN, and the procedure was done. Her story appears to have been leaked by the doctor in Indianapolis and made it all the way to the White House.
Fox's Mike Tobin. South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has been charged with the murder in connection with last year's deaths of his wife and son, who were shot to death outside their home. The indictments say Murdaugh killed his wife with a rifle and his son with a shotgun. We're learning more about a woman linked to the murder of Emmett Till.
In a memoir obtained by the Associated Press, 87-year-old Carolyn Bryant Donham says she was unaware of what would happen to Emmett Till in 1955 after accusing the then 14-year-old black teen of making improper advances and did not want to see him killed. Till was abducted, tortured, and lynched in Mississippi after Donham, who is white, said he whistled at her. Her then-husband and his half-brother were tried and acquitted, but later confessed. Donham was never arrested. The memoir shared after the recent discovery of an unserved arrest warrant from the 50s charging Donham for Till's kidnapping. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Amazon has given Ring doorbell footage to police 11 times this year and did so without the user's permission. The disclosure was made in a letter from the company made public by Senator Edward Markey, who sent a separate letter to Amazon last month asking about its working arrangements with law enforcement. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.